What's up, y'all? It is Mike, the movie guy of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another Audio Boo movie review. This is pretty much like part two to my double feature. I spent the day at AMC Theaters watching some movies, and my final one is The Last Exorcism Part Two, starring Ashley Bell as Nell, who is the one individual being chased by a demon. And if you haven't seen the first one, you might want to watch the first one really, really fast. I mean, but don't get me wrong. If you haven't watched the first one, you won't be lost if you watch part two. But it'd be really cool if you could watch part one and then part two. But like I said, you won't get lost. We get reintroduced to Nell in part two, where she pretty much is found after her crazed attempt for an exorcism in the first film. And she gets sent to this, like, you know, troubled girls halfway house in New Orleans. Yep, it takes place in New Orleans. So as Nell gets there in New Orleans, she's never, you know, witnessed and been around music and boys and other friends and girls. And it's just a bit overwhelming for her. And as she's trying to get settled in there, you notice she's starting to see some signs of some weird stuff going on, and I'm talking about demon stuff. Then she kind of gets some help from, and that's all I'm going to tell you about The Last Exorcism Part Two. Just know that my opinion, don't let the PG-13 fool you. I know that, you know, when we see PG-13 movies, especially when it comes to horror movies, you know, people get, they raise in arms. They're like, no! Of course, I agree. I would love a rated R, unrated movie because they can get away with a lot more. But in this one here, and I've been wrong. I can admit it. I've been wrong that there have been some good PG-13 movies and I liked. And this happens to be one of them. And I know some people are going to be like, Mike, what are you talking about? I liked it. I really did like it. I thought Ashley Bell as Nell and having a demon on your butt and going crazy, she's just awesome in this movie. And I really like her. And I'm kind of curious on what she does to kind of prepare herself for these roles that she does. But that's a different thing. I liked it. It definitely has some scary jumpy parts in there. Of course, it was just me and two other people in the theater. I went to an early showing, which I loved. So I didn't get that full theater feel to it and everything else. But I thought it was good. I think it's definitely a worth, you know, checking out, getting your friends together and getting a little scare. I was looking on my fan page on Facebook, iWatchMike, and one of the guys that loves movies, his name's Hector out there in Burbank, he actually saw it last night and said he got to meet some of the cast and Eli Roth was there. But some of the negative things about it is he felt that it was probably the worst, non-scariest movie made. I don't know. I'd probably have to agree with Hector. Disagree. I don't know if it was supposed to be scary. You know, I wasn't going in comparing it to The Exorcist or any of the classic Psycho and all the good stuff, but, I was just going in to see if I was entertained and did I enjoy it. And I did, as one of the worst movies ever made. Jesus. Hector, have you seen Paranormal Activity 4? I just saw that. Oh my God. So there's some other crap out there. The Last Exorcism Part 2, I think, does its job. The cast is cool. The New Orleans setting and everything else. Just, I liked it. I did. And I know some people, like I said, are probably thinking I'm smoking crack, but you know, I'm one of those guys that like this movie, believe it or not. So I think it's worth checking out. How many popcorns do I give it? I would say 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5 for The Last Exorcism Part 2, now playing in theaters. Don't forget to check out more stuff on my blog, iWatchMike.com, and follow me on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace!